最近呢，主把一段的经文放在我心里面。
Recently, the Lord has placed this scripture in my heart.
那是那个哥林多前书第十一章的前半部。
That's First Corinthians chapter 11, the first half.
是讲到那个姐妹蒙头的事情。
He's talking about the sisters covering their heads.
其实我一直在心里面挣扎，我觉得我自己不够资格去分享这段经文。
Actually, I have struggled in my heart that I feel that I don't qualify to share about this passage.
原因呢，我是觉得呢，这一段经文就好像在主在以弗所书第五章教导丈夫要爱妻子，妻子要顺服丈夫的那个教导一样。
And the reason is just like the passage in Galatians chapter 5 where it taught how the husband should love the wife and the wife should be submissive. Ephesians chapter 5, the wife should be submissive to the husband.
我觉得那一段的话呢，是那个丈夫应该看丈夫的那个教导，妻子应该看妻子教导，丈夫不应该拿来要求妻子。妻子也不应该拿来要求丈夫。
I felt that for that particular passage that the husband should read the part concerning the husband and the wife should read the part concerning the wife and that you shouldn't use that passage to put it as a requirement for the other.
因此我因为我不是一个姐妹，我觉得我不应该拿这段经文蒙头的事情来跟弟兄姐妹分享。
Therefore, for this particular passage, that since I'm not a sister, that maybe I should not share upon this passage.
但是因为呢，这个感觉已经放在我心里面了，挥之不去，因此我就想那个就抛砖引玉吧。
And so, but this passage has been set in my heart that I cannot get rid of it, so that I'm going to share and hope others will follow.
上个星期我们的吴弟兄也在讲台上面跟我们分享这个创世纪第一节跟第二节中间的那个空档。
And last week, our brother Wu also shared on the pulpit about the Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, verse 2, there's a gap in between, the void in between.
他讲到那个以赛亚书第十四章第十二节到十五节中间。
He talked about Isaiah chapter 14, between verse 12 and verse 15.
那个 detail 我就不读了。
I will not go into the detail.
最重要的是讲到那个为什么撒旦会成为撒旦。
But most importantly, talked about why Satan became Satan.
是因为他要高举他自己的荣耀。
Because he was uplifting his own glory.
然后他也讲到说，神为什么要造人。
And he also mentioned why would God create man.
人为什么会堕落
？Why would man fall？
神要在地上拣选一般属乎他自己的人。
That God would choose a group of people on earth to belong to Him。
然后呢，是这个，我就跟大家分享一节圣经吧。
And I'd like to share one verse with you。
是在以弗所书第一章第十二节。
That's in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 12。
叫他的荣耀从你们这首先在基督里有盼望的人。的人可以得着称赞。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 12 that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ.
也就是说我们他要神要在这个地上建立那个秩序的时候呢，首先要在属他的人在教会当中先把那个秩序给重建出来。
That is say when God was going to build his order on earth that first he needs to have that order among the people who belong to him in church.
因此在那个哥林多前书第十一章的第三节说呢
And so therefore in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 13
第三节
Yeah, verse
3基督是个人的头
And Christ is the head of all
男人是女人的头
Men, excuse me, the men is the head of women
神是基督的头
And the head of Christ is God
然后呢这个女人呢是男人的荣耀，是那个在第七节。
And in verse 7, and so the woman is the glory of the man.
然后这个在第十五节呢，但女人有长头发乃是她的荣耀。
And verse 15 it says the woman have long hair, it is a glory to her.
但在第十节说，女人为天使的缘故，应当在头上有服权柄的字号。
And verse 10 it says, for this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels.
所以我的想法是这样。
So this is my thinking.
这个撒旦之所以呢成为撒旦呢，是因为他要高举自己的荣耀。
And the reason Satan became Satan is because he uplifted his glory.
当我们这般属乎神的人在神面前的话呢，我们应该隐藏我们自己的荣耀。
We who belong to God, we should hide our own glory.
因为我们其实我们所有东西都是他所给的，我们在他面前没有什么可以夸的。
Because everything that we have belong to him, there's nothing that we can boast of before him.
无论是男的女的，在神面前的话都没有什么可夸的。
Whether men or women, there's nothing that we can boast of before God.
但是女的头发呢，女的是男的荣耀，因为呢女的头发呢长头发很漂亮。
But it says the woman is the glory of men, and then the hair is beautiful and it's glory.
所以呢，这个你看到吗？这个是长头发是女人的荣耀，女人又是男人的荣耀。因此，女人长头发呢，就代表在是人的荣耀。
And so you see, this hair is the glory of the woman, and the woman is the glory of men. You see, this hair is representing the glory of men.
所以我们在神面前的话，我们应该把我们荣耀给遮盖了。
So before God, we need to cover up this glory.
这个也是给撒旦一个羞辱。
And this is also bringing shame to Satan.
因此呢，圣经告诉我们说，女的在头发上面应该有这个福全病的那个记号。
Therefore, the Bible tells us for women there should carry a sign of being submissive on their heads, upon their hair.
这个是直接对撒旦的一个指责。你当年为什么不要？你要高举你自己的荣耀。
This is a direct reprimand to Satan that at that time how they lifted up their own glory.
这个当然有一些弟兄姐妹他们的领受说我们要在心里面蒙头就好了。
Of course, there are some brothers and sisters that they felt that we should cover our heads in our hearts. That should be fine.
但是我一直在读这段经文的时候呢，我觉得那个记号呢。应该是 physically 的，就是一个实质上面的一个记号。
But as I was reading the passage, I felt that this sign should be a physical sign.
对，就说那个应该是人家一看到的话，应该在你头发上面真的可以看到那个记号。所以我觉得是这个在心里面纹头是必须的，但是那个头发上那个记号还是必须的。
And I feel this is a sign that other should be visible to others. Of course, it's a given that you should cover your head within your heart, but that it's also necessary to carry this sign upon your head.
而是反过来说，而且是你在头上有记号的话，并不足够。
And conversely, that's not enough for you to only carry the sign on your head or hair.
而是说，我们每一个人在心里面都有那个蒙头的那个实际。
But that we need to have the reality of that head cover in our hearts.
好，我的分享就到这里。感谢主，我有勇气把这个说出来。
I would end my sharing. I thank the Lord for the courage to share this with you all.
上个星期是我讲这个从我讲到教会的建造的大前提是要我们看见神永远的旨意。
Last week I shared upon the edification of the body. Prerequisite we have to see the will of God.
我本来呢是预备把蒙头这件事情上个星期。要加在里面的。
Last week, I actually wanted to put this matter of the covering of the head on my sermon.
但是因为我立志呢，讲到不要太长，所以就没有时间讲了。
But because I was determined to not speak for too long, so I did not speak on that.
所以今天早上呢，就弟兄就提醒了我可能要再补充几句。
So this morning, our brother reminded me perhaps that I need to supplement a little bit.
因为刚才我们的弟兄讲的非常的重要，属灵的建造其实一定要连上神永远的旨意。
Because our brother mentioned it very clear at first that true spiritual edification needs to be within the will of God.
这就是连上神为什么造人，神为什么拯救人，神最后要做的是什么。
That is why it needs to be linked to the will of God. What is the purpose of man being created? What is the purpose for man?
就是他要在宇宙的里面要恢复他的权柄。
That is in the whole universe, God needs to recover his own authority.
他怎么样来恢复呢？
And how did he decided to recover.
刚才我们弟兄讲的以弗所书第一章那句话，本来我也要讲的，结果也是时间的东西没有讲，那他又提醒我要讲。
What the scriptures that our brother had mentioned first is actually something that I wanted to share also.
就是让他的荣耀啊，从我们这首先在基督里面有盼望的人身上得到称赞。
That his glory may be.
第一章十二节。
Verse 12. That we should be to the praise of his glory who have pre-trusted in the Christ.
这句话我上个礼拜讲了，但是还有一句呢，就是三章第二十一节，但愿他在教会中得着荣耀，直到世世代代永永远远。
That is what I had shared before.Last week, but also chapter 3, verse 21, to him be glory in the assembly in Christ Jesus unto all generations of the age of ages.
我特别漏掉说、Amen. 在基督耶稣里得荣耀，因为神在基督耶稣里得荣耀是没有问题的。
I took off the part in Christ Jesus intentionally because God gaining glory in Christ Jesus, there's no problem with that.
但是在教会中得不得的荣耀，这是要今天他要做的，是在我们身，在我们这里是有问题的。
But whether he can gain glory in the assembly, that is where the problem lies.
所以我们做在教会里面所有的属灵的建造，我们最重点的要看到神要做什么。
So therefore, true spiritual edification in the church, first we need to see what God is trying to do.
神要恢复他的权柄。
That God is trying to recover His authority.
所以在教会的里面，我们做的每一件事情，我们都是愿他的荣耀能够在我们身上能够彰显，就愿意他是主这件事情能够显明出来。
That is in His body, the matter of Him being the Lord that needs to be realized.
所以我的时候，我说我很羡慕姊妹们。
So on one hand, I envy the sisters.
因为你们可以。用一件比较简单的方式就显出神的权柄在你们的头上。
Because perhaps you can use this simple gesture as a testimony before the Lord.
对我们弟兄来讲呢，神说弟兄们要做头，我又在教会里面服侍，又做带领，所以这件事情对我们来讲是比较复杂的一件事情啊。
And sometimes to me, I feel that me myself have to be ahead or perhaps need to lead in the fellowship. To me, that seems harder.
因为有时候你要带头，但是你又不能出头。
Because you know that you need to lead, but yet you're not there to exalt yourself.
啊，但是刚我们的弟兄提到这一点的时候，我们就看到神在教会里面的安排是看到我们人的软弱。所以用着姊妹头上的记号提醒天使，更提醒我们弟兄，特别是提醒我们这些服侍的弟兄。
So God knowing the weakness of man using this this gesture, this sign this covering of the head to remind not only the angelsBut also to men and those who serve how to live before him.
所以当我们的弟兄提到这个姊妹蒙头这一点的时候，我就忍不住我要补充几句。
So therefore, as what our brother has shared, I also want to supplement with this.
大家好，我叫苏映青，我的英文名字叫 Sarah。
Greetings to you all. My name is 苏怡青 ，Sarah is my English name.
很有幸在这里和大家分享一下我和神相遇的故事。
And I'm very happy to have the opportunity to share with you the story of my encounter with God.
我是一个很普通的21岁的女孩。
I am 21 years old, very ordinary.
有着所有二十几岁年轻人都有的困惑和好奇。
I have the same sense as all the young people, that sense of being lost, confused, and curiosity.
这个世界很大，很新鲜。
This world is great, and it's very fresh to me.
前二十几年啊，我过得都非常顺遂。
For the first 20 years, I had a very smooth life.
我知道我会上一个还不错的初中、高中以及大学。
I knew I would go to a pretty good junior high, a pretty good high school, and a pretty good college.
或许以后也会拥有一个还不错的工作和还不错的人生。
And it's very likely I would have a pretty good job, a pretty good life too.
但是在这样的还不错里面，却总会有一点点的不甘心和不满足。
But within this, everything is so pretty good, I still am rather reluctant to settle.
也许这就是贪欲吧。
And maybe this is greed.
我常常问自己，我幸福吗？
And oftentimes I would ask myself, am I happy? Am I blessed?
答案种种。
And I have many answers.
为了要让自己无悔。
And in order for me to not regret,
我试着去走遍世界各角落，去寻找我的落脚点。
I try to travel around the world and look for places where I would set my foot.
当有一天我累了，回到家里。
But one day I felt tired, I went home.
看到外公在房间里面对着外婆的遗像祷告。
I saw my maternal grandfather. He was praying in front of the photograph of my grandmother who passed away.
我的外婆是一个基督徒。
My grandmother was a Christian.
我不记得她是在诉说对外婆的思念，还是对神的爱，也许都有。
And I do not remember whether he was trying to talk about how much he missed my grandmother, or he was saying about love towards God, and maybe both.
我只是觉得原来天上有一位可以听我们讲述自己心声的那个人。
I just felt that suddenly realized there is somebody in heaven who can listen to what we have in our hearts.
我那个时候很小，将信将疑，似信非信。
At that time, I was still very young, and I seemed to believe and not believe, and I kind of had doubts, but not.
只是装模作样的和外公一起念阿门。
But I just pretended I would go along with him, and I said amen with him.
那个时候我虽然不信神，但是已经有敬畏之心。
Even though I did not believe in God at that time, but I had a sense of awe and fear.
因为我从小被外公外婆带大。
Because I was brought up by my grandparents.
他们所信的我必信，他们依赖的也必然值得我依赖。
Who they believe, I would believe, and who they depended or trusted upon, that I would do the same.
长大以后的我仍然像一个小八爪鱼一样，把触角伸向所有未到达过的土地。
So when I grew up, I was like an octopus. I would extend my tentacles to all over the places, to places where I haven't been.
这一次我来到了美国。
And this time I came to the United States.
我还记得第一次来教会见到大家，坐立不安地听你们讲道。
And I remember the first time I came to church, I sat there and very unsettled, and I listened to the sermon.
讲人的罪，世界的黑暗，觉得很害怕，难以接受。
And I heard about the message about sin, talk about the darkness of the world. I felt scared, and it was hard for me to accept.
我也很调皮，在你们祷告的时候，睁开眼睛，偷偷看你们的样子。
I was caught so sneaky. When you were all closing your eyes to pray, I would sneak open my eyes and look at your faces.
每个人都很庄重虔诚，原来有信仰的人是这样的啊。
And I looked at everybody. They all look very solemn and very pious. And I thought, this is what it looks like to have a faith.
后来我去福音班。
Later on, I went to the gospel class, the group.
拿着厚重又生疏的圣经。
I was holding this heavy and unfamiliar book, the Bible.
读美丽的句子，觉得很温暖感人。
I read these beautiful sentences, and I felt they were very touching and very warm.
最感动的是，我们自己那么不好，可是神还是爱我们。
And I was most touched upon how God would love us even though we are not good.
这个就是我第一次近距离的接触神。
And this is my first close encounter with God.
后来在大年三十的时候，杰夫叔叔一家来我们家吃年夜饭。
Later on during New Year's Eve, Uncle Jeff's whole family came to our house to have a dinner.
我同舅舅舅妈还有长辈们一起讨论了我对于罪的困惑。
So my uncle, aunt, and I, we were all discussing about my issues and questions about sin.
他们循循善诱。
They were teaching and try to guide me.
我想我也许不信神，但是我可以亲近他一下看看。
And I felt that even though I did not believe in, I can try and get to know him.
信仰就像，其实信仰就像一个钻石一样放在远处，我伸长的手想去触碰，却又收回来。
I felt that this faith is like a diamond that's placed far away from me, and I extended my hand, tried to touch it, and kind of in fear, but I take my hand back.
第二天是大年初一，二月十号，我照例去教会。
And so the next day was New Year's Day, Lunar New Year, and I also came to church.
因为有了第一次经历，教会对于我来说像一个温暖的家，我充满了期待。
And for me, the church is like a warm family, and I was filled with expectations.
然后在福音班里，我们一起读经。我本以为我们的善可以长存。
In the class when we study the Bible, I thought before that our righteousness, our good deeds could last forever.
可是神在和西阿书六章四节说，因为你们的善良如同早晨的云雾，又如同速散的甘露。
And in the book of Hosea, it says in chapter 6, verse 4, that your goodness is as a morning cloud, and as the early dew, it goeth away.
我们如此善变，可是神照我们本相深爱我们。
We would change so often, but God would love me deeply just as I am.
我本以为趁着年轻要多走一些地方，再来到神的怀抱也不晚。
And I thought since I'm so young, I could travel around and see more before I come back to God.
可是神在传道书十二章一节说，你趁着年幼衰败的日子尚未来到，就是你所说我毫无喜乐的那些年日未曾临近之先，当纪念造你的主。
And in the book of Ecclesiastes, God has said that you should remember the Lord when you are young. Remember your creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them.
我是这样年幼的无知，可是神依然爱我。
Even though I'm so young and ignorant, but God still loves me.
我多次摇摆不定，不知道是否要来到基督的家。
Many times I could not choose, I could not make a decision, but I came to God's house many times.
可是神在雅各书八章四节说，耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我嘱咐你们不要惊动，不要叫醒我所亲爱的，等他自己情愿。
In the Song of Songs chapter 8 it says, I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, that ye stir not up nor awake my love until he please.
我是这样摇摆不定又迟蹰的人，可是神还是如此忍耐地爱我，并爱我到底。
I am so indecisive and so hesitant, and yet God still patiently loved me and loved me to the end.
以上的这些智慧和语言的确触动了愚钝的我。
These the words of wisdom truly touched me, the foolish me.
我是一个骨子里充满了偏执、自私、苛求，若不是神的不离不弃。
And in my bones, I am filled with prejudice and selfishness and so demanding. If it wasn't for God, who would not forsake me and come down to the earth from heaven?
在十字架上为我舍命流血。
That he died for me on the cross and shed his blood.
洗净我一切的罪。
And he washed away and cleansed me off from all my sins.
像我这样一个罪人怎敢见神？
And a sinner such as I, how could I come to see God?
很感谢我身边信神的朋友们和长辈带我认识神和我自己。
I truly am thankful for the friends who believe in God. They are around me and bring me to get to know God and get to know myself.
感谢神，我于二月十号决志信主了。
I thank God on the 10th of February, I decided to accept the Lord.
并愿意一生信靠他，让他一生引领我走义路。
That I'm willing to trust him with all my life, and that I will that he would guide me on the righteous path.
很遗憾，过几天我将离开湾区。
In a few days, I'll be leaving the Bay Area.
这次旅行归来载着满当当的幸福和祥和。
So this journey would carry with me blessings and peace.
当我说话做事，天上的父看着我，规范我的言行，他让我永久依赖。
And whatever I say, whatever I do, the Father in heaven will look upon me. He will discipline my acts and deeds and my words, and he'll be trust. I can trust in him forever.
真的很庆幸我还在年轻二十几岁的时候能够认识神。
I am truly fortunate that I am able to get to know God in my 20s.
并将神接纳到我心里。
That I am able to accept God into my heart.
因为我现在年幼到连情爱都不分，也不知我终会长大，弃自己如敝履。
And as I'm so young, I did not know how to distinguish between love and emotions. And I did not know that eventually I would mature, that I would forsake myself as a disposed shoe.
主悦纳我为他的儿女。
The Lord is accepting me and pleased with me as his child.
这是最美丽的意外，也是神给我最大的祝福和最好的礼物。
This is the most beautiful accident, and it is the greatest blessing and the best gift to me from God.
再次感谢神，也感谢大家对我的爱。谢谢。
Again, I'd like to thank God and thank you for all your love.
感谢神哈！我接着我们这小姊妹刚刚信主，我想简单的分享一下我姐姐最近信主的经历。
I thank God. I would like to follow our young sister's recent commitment to the Lord, and I'd like to share how my own older sister had came to believe in the Lord.
希望通过她信主的经历呢，鼓励我们在座的弟兄姊妹在给家人传福音过程中一些就说比较感觉比较受挫折的呢，是一个鼓励哈。
I'd like to use this experience to encourage those of us who have family who still haven't come to the Lord.
对，因为在我姐姐身上，我看到福音真的是神的大能。
Because upon my sister, I truly see that the good news, the gospel, is the power of God.
因为我和本波我们信主十几年，这过程中呢，也不断的在给家人传福音。
Because my husband and I have been believers for over 10 years, and we have been continuously trying to share the gospel with our family.
感谢神，家里边像我父母、本伯父母，还有兄弟姊妹之中呢，也有一部分人信主，但是还有一部分人到现在为止也没信主。
I thank the Lord. There are a part of our families, my husband's and my families, that have come to believe the Lord, but there are still other family members who still have not come to know the Lord.
对，我这个姐姐是我二姐，我们家四千金，我是老三。对。
There are four daughters in my family. I have three other sisters. I'm the third girl in my family. So this sister I'm talking about is the second daughter in the family.
因为她的整个走过的路呢，也算比较就是她是一个很要强的人。
And she's a one who's very ambitious lady.
对，她就说事业上做的一直也比较成功，所以给她一个印象呢，她谁都不需要依靠，她就是靠自己。
And she's quite successful in her career, and so she gives people a feeling that she's a strong woman. She doesn't need others' help.
所以过去呢，我们每次给她一些福音的小册子，想 try to 跟她解释一下，这个信仰问题的时候呢，每次总是不到五分钟之内，她总是很客气的就把话题岔开了。
And so every time in the past we tried to share with her using gospel track or the gospel, she would within 5 minutes she would try to get to another topic.
对，所以呢，这次他神安排他有机会，因为他在夏天的时候，他就不再做就是他原来领导的岗位，退居二线，所以他可以比较自由的可以出国。
And so this last summer that she was retiring from her original position to the second line, and so she was have more freedom to travel and travel out of country.
对，所以他在圣诞节之前呢，来到旧金山。
So before Christmas, she came to the United States.
我们起初呢，觉得应该带她到冬令会去，觉得哎，正好好的机会，好的时间。
At the beginning, we felt that we should take her to winter conference and felt that was a good timing.
对，但最后呢，我们祷告过程呢，又觉得像她这样又不信，然后比较 against， 就是说还是不要强迫她。
And so in the end, after praying about it, we felt that she was so against our faith and we decided not to take her.
所以我们后来就决定带她出去去旅游一下，就在加州转一圈。
So later on, we decided to take her and tour around California.
但在出去之前呢，所以她整个信主过程就神的安排特别奇妙。出去旅游之前是我们教会的福音聚会。
And so this whole process of her coming to the Lord is quite wonderful. Just before we left for our little tour, it was a gospel meeting at church.
对，所以我们教会很多的弟兄姊妹也跟他交谈，之前也为他祷告，我们也一直为他祷告。所以那个主日在这。
And so and that gospel meeting, a lot of brothers and sisters came and talked to her. And before that, and so brothers and sisters were praying for her, and we were all praying for her too.
所以其实就给她奠定了一个很好的基础，在她的心里，就像撒种，先把土地开始给她湿润一下，松散一下。
So that set a good foundation in her heart. It's just like the good soil that we set and sow the seeds in her heart.
对，整个我们出去了十天时间。反正就在一辆车上，每天就跟他讲，他不想听也得听。
So, for the whole 10 days, we've been traveling in the car, so we had all the time in the car. She can't go anywhere else, so she had to listen to what we had to share with her.
对，就是在快结束的时候，我们就已经感觉他的心已经没有那么硬了，就觉得神在他身上做的工啊开始软化了，就是。
And so towards the end of the tour, we felt that her attitude had softened. That we felt that God has started to work upon her.
所以他回来以后，1月1号，其实他就跟他女儿回到，他女儿在美国读 PhD， 在 Bloomington, Indiana 州。
And so her first of January that we came back, her daughter studying at Bloomington in Indiana.
Indiana, 对，她跟她女儿回去的时候，我们照样还是做我们一贯做的，给她 pack 了很多书啊、小册子。这次把一本 Bible 特意就说，这是给你的一本 Bible。
So as we were helping her pack so that she could go visit her daughter, we, as we did before, we would always pack all these tracts and literature to her, with her. And this time we packed the Bible with her too.
对，她回到那边以后呢，因为那是一个大学城，比较闭塞，就前不着村后不着店的。对。
And so she, as she arrived at her daughter's place, that was a college town, so there are not many stores or local attractions.
对，所以说神的工作很奇妙，她在那待了两个月。
And she stayed there for 2 months. It's truly the wonderful work of God.
Yeah, 所以她每天女儿反正很忙，去上课或者工作，她就在屋里就看我们给她带的那些东西。
And so her daughter was really busy with work and with studying, and she had nothing to do, so she would read the books that we gave her.
每天呢，我会给她 Skype 一下。逐渐呢，就听他在谈的时候，更多的话题都是在谈关于神的事情了。
So every day I would use Skype to talk to her, and more and more I realized that we would talk about the things about the Lord.
本波呢也帮他找了当地的华人教会，刚好那边带领弟兄是原来我们那密歇根大学一起团契的一个弟兄，到了呢。
And so my husband also found a fellowship at that place, Christian fellowship that she could attend. We just happened to know somebody we knew from Michigan there.
Yeah, 所以后来呢，他其实每周礼拜五、礼拜天都有很 regular 的去。一开始是人家来带，后来他就自己很 looking forward to 每周，这是他最向往要去的地方。
So then she became regular taking regular attendance at the fellowship on Fridays and Sundays. First, initially there were people come and pick her up, and later on she actually looked forward to these meetings herself.
对，在他就是快要回到旧金山，他回旧金山一天就回国了哈。快要回来的时候，他就一天给我在 Skype 上说，哎呦，我现在读圣经啊，突然一读一抬头，两三个小时过去了，他都没有感觉。
And this is just before she's returning. She would pass by San Francisco on her way back. She would stay one day, but then she would tell me that.And she started. She now she's reading the Bible sometimes without realizing she was read for 2 or 3 hours.
真的是很感谢神。我们觉得在我们来说，没有做任何跟以前我们跟他传福音有任何不同的事情。
We truly thank God because we didn't do anything different from before how we shared the gospel with her.
所以他这次呢，他就觉得他信主以后来这边，当然 Fanny 姊妹又花一晚上时间跟他读经，再跟他就说有些 confirm.
So while she was here.That evening, Sister Fanny spent some time reading the Bible with her and tried to confirm her faith.
她最后决志信主。
And she decided to accept the Lord.
对，然后昨天她回国，她就觉得真的是非常的喜乐，觉得这次来美国满载而归。
And so yesterday she went back to China and she felt she's filled with joy and she felt she had carried with her fully with blessings.
对，我们就从他身上，我们就觉得，哎呀，只能 来看到福音是神的大能。
We feel that what we see, what we saw from her, this gospel is truly the mighty power of God.
神呢，在每一个他的羊的身上都有他的时间。
God has his own timing upon each one of his sheep.
有他特殊的带领，他会借着各种各样的安排。因着每个人的个性来把他带到神自己的家里。
With each one have his own guidance, his own path, and his own plan, that he would guide each one of his sheep back to his flock.
对，同时呢，也看到就弟兄姊妹同心祷告，在神的眼中真的是蒙垂听的。
And at the same time, we see that when brothers and sisters are praying with one accord, how God is listening to our prayers.
所以说对家人如果还没有信的，我想，也不用担心，就一定要有信心在神的身上，对。
So for those of you who still have family members who haven't come to the Lord, you must have faith because we see God's work.
对，是神的羊，神终究一天把他带回到神的家里。
It's God's sheep, his flock, and one day God will lead them home.
感谢神。
Thank God.
啊，这是刘轩，我想有一点交通。Last month, Shen was talking about without vision, there's no service.
上个礼拜。
Last month, Shen meeting.
上个月的交通聚会。就我们交通到没有意向就没有侍奉。
I just talk a little bit on this topic of my own experience.
我就根据我自己的经历，我在这里这个题目上我有一点交通。
Brothers and sisters, please turn to Book of Romans, Chapter 8.
弟兄姊妹们，请翻到罗马书第八章。
It's from verse 35 to 39.
从35-39节，罗马书八章35-39节。
This few Bible verses is also a hymn too.
这几节圣经也是一个一首诗。
This few Bible verse in about almost 30 years ago gave me a very big impact in my life.
这几处的圣经在30年以前对我的生命有了一个很大的影响。
Because if you read what's inside talk about, there are many things, but at the end, nothing.Can separate us from the love of God.
因为你在这里读到，里面讲到有很多的事情，但是没有什么能与使我们与基督的爱隔绝。
So that means that when once you are a believer, your position is secure.
这就意思是说，如果你一旦得救，你的地位就已经得到了保证。
So hopefully, brother and sister, when you get a chance, go home, maybe take a look at it and then think about it.
就盼望弟兄姊妹们能够回到家里面，然后把这几处圣经读一读，然后想一想。
This I consider as my vision.
因为这是我想的一个原因。
No, this is my vision.
哦，这是我的意向。
So, also talk about after you have vision, then you also need revelation.
我们也提到，在你有了意向以后，你也需要有启示。
Otherwise, then you just don't know what to do.
否则的话，你就不知道该如何的做。
So I'm going to talk about three different places in the Bible. The message.
我可以在这里讲，在三处圣经里面三处不同的地方的信息。
Two places I'm not going to talk about where. So you have to do a little homework to go home and do a little research.
有两处的圣经我不告诉你在哪里，你要自己回家做功课，你要找到自己找出来。
Because a lot of our answers is all in the Bible.
因为我们很多问题的答案都在圣经的里头。
One place is when our Lord talked to Peter.
有一处是我们的主在跟彼得讲话。
I'm sure we are very familiar with it.
我们都一定是很熟悉。
Our Lord asked Peter, Do you love me?
我们的主就问彼得：“你爱我吗
？”And also the Lord talked to me, "Do you love me?"
在那个地方，主也向我说话，说：“你爱我吗
？”But I'm not Peter.
但是我不是彼得。
So the Lord cannot say to me, feed the sheep.
所以主不能跟我说你喂养我的羊。
The only response I got from the Lord is that you among brother and sister to support one another, to grow with one another.
我从主那里得到的一个只有一个答案，就是你在你的弟兄中间，你来支持你的弟兄和他们一起长进。
Because remember, the Lord asked Peter three times.
记住，主在那里问彼得三次。
So this is another impact in my life also.
这是在我的生命里面的一个很有影响的一件事情。
And it's also continue my service before the Lord for my strength.
他也给我力量，让我在主的面前来侍奉他。
And then another passage.
另外一处圣经
is talk about.The Lord washed the disciples' feet.
就是提到我们主在那里为他的门徒洗脚。
Now we all know that is a very, very humble and humiliating experience.
我们就看到那实在是一个很谦卑的一个很谦虚的一个姿态。
But the Lord.Set a very nice example for every one of us.
但是我们主在那里为每一个人都做了一个很好的一个榜样。
So do not look at yourself as something.
所以不要看你的过于当看的。
Just live what according to the Lord set the example for us.
你要照着主给我们的榜样来生活。
And you will find joy in the service at all time.
你在任何的时候，你在你的侍奉里面，你都能找到喜乐。
Because that's how the Lord set the example for us.
那是因为那是主是如何在我们面前设立的这么一个榜样。
And the third one, I will tell you where it is.
第三处，我告诉你在哪里。
It's in the book of Philippians.
是在腓立比书。
Chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章。
Verse 12 and 13.
12-13节.
This is also another very familiar phrase verse for us.
这也是对我们来说很熟悉的一处圣经。
Because it says, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secrets of being content in any and every situation, whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want.I can do everything through him who gives me strength.
我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Because when we in plenty, then we have nothing, or maybe that, if when we in plenty, then Our heart is so satisfied, we just kind of enjoy life.
因为当我们饱足的时候，我们的心就在那里很满足，我们就在那里享受生活。
But if you are in need, then you have to worry a lot.
如果你有需要的时候，你就在那里要有很多的担心。
But here talk about no matter what situation you are in.
但这里说到，无论你处在谁是谁在。
Verse 13 is so precious.
这就是那么宝，这就是宝贵的。
I can do everything through him who gives me strength.
这就是说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
So for all the young believer.
所以对那些年轻的信徒们。
So you have nothing to be afraid or to be fear.
你没有什么可以害怕的。
Because the Lord is always has His eye on every one of us.
因为我们的主，他的眼目总是放在我们每一个人的身上。
And just remember one thing is that God's word is always faithful.
你要记住，神的话是信实的。
Always remember that no matter what happened, you're always in the Lord.
不管什么事情发生，你要记住你是在主的里面。
It is.The problem is always on us. We are the one who always leave him and forsake him.
我那个问题的根源只是在我们这里，我们总是在那里来弃绝他。
So hopefully that we all can learn this lesson together.
盼望我们一起来学这个功课。
什么来学？
因为今天有那个刚才旭伟姊妹分享，就是她姐姐得救的事情，所以我呢也想分享一下，去年神在我们家身上的做工，实在是非常的奇妙。
I just want to follow our sister sharing about how her sister is saved. That I like to share with you God's work upon our family last year.
我对我的父母有一个传福音的负担，已经有几年了。
I have a burden to share the gospel with my parents for a few years.
刚开始的时候是我人不对，我当时想要回去传福音，但是我自己在神面前是不对的，所以主当时拦阻了我。
At the beginning, I wanted to share the gospel, but then I, as a person, I was not right before God. So at the time, the Lord has prevented me to go back.
说到人不对，我几年以前，我当时在这边受浸的时候，我也做了见证。
And when I talk about how I was not right before the Lord, I have shared with you a few years ago when I was getting baptized.
因为我信主很多年，后来也没有去，就是没有去聚会，也没有受浸。
I've believed in the Lord for many years, but I did not attend a meeting, a gathering at church for many years, and I was not baptized.
但是我自己一直在读圣经，我还觉得我自己是。好像在神面前是很对的人，我还觉得我非常的爱主。
And yet I was reading and studying the Bible myself, and I felt that I was great before the Lord. I felt that I was right before the Lord then.
但是呢，当时我祷告，我有一个回中国的机会，我向神祷告，我说主啊，如果这个是你让我去回去。你就为我开路，如果不是，你就拦阻我。
At the time, there was an opportunity for me to go back to return to China, and then I prayed before the Lord and asked Him if it was Your will for me to go back. Give me a smooth path, and if it's not, please stop me from going back.
大概刚过了两天，主就我就发生了一件事，主就拦阻了我。
And so 2 days after that prayer, the Lord, something happened, and the Lord has prevented me from going back.
然后呢，神就光照我，借着一位姊妹的话，让我知道我在神面前是不对的，我回去没有好的见证。
And the Lord has enlightened me, and through some words from a sister, allowed me to see that I was not right before the Lord. And even if I go back to China, I did not bear a good testimony.
所以等我当时身体六个礼拜以后身体恢复，我马上就来聚会。
And so after 6 weeks, when my health restored, I immediately came to church.
然后第二年五月我受浸。
And so the next year, in the month of May, I was baptized.
然后呢，十月份就同样一个会，然后我又可以去北京去开会。
And so in October is the same meeting or conference that I have the opportunity I can go back to Beijing to attend the meeting.
然后神就真的是大大的开路。
And God truly opened up this way greatly.
然后我回去以前，一位姊妹还有其他在国内的弟兄帮我。买了很多的书。
Before I returned, a sister and also a brother in China helped me to buy a lot of books.
So 买了好多圣经，还买了各种传福音的书 ，DVD 都买了。
I bought many copies of the Bible, a lot of books in sharing the gospel, and DVDs also.
然后回去以后跟父母就一见面就传福音。
So as soon as I went back and saw my parents, I was immediately start sharing the gospel with them.
但是当时时间还不太对。
But the timing was not quite right at the time.
我记得有一天我和我陪着父母在看那个《耶稣传》的时候呢，他们两个都睡着了。
I remember one day I was watching this video on the biography of Jesus, and I remember my parents both fell asleep.
然后那几天就很短的几天时间，家里也有一些事情，但是我觉得主还是让他们，还是把那个种子播下了。
And there was only a short time, only a few days, and many things were happening, but I felt that the Lord allowed the seeds to be sown at that time.
然后我把圣经，我记得我临走的时候，我给每个人一本圣经，然后还把王弟兄的基督历长进都给了他们。
And I remember before I left, I gave them each a copy of the Bible and also gave them a copy of the Growing Christ.
我记得我的弟就是弟媳妇刚开始她根本对这个一点都不感兴趣。
Remember at that time, my sister-in-law, at the beginning, she was not interested at all.
但是当我把所以我把给我弟弟圣经因为他们不住在我父母家我把圣经给了我的爸妈我说把这个给了弟弟他们家。
And so, because they did not live with my parents, so I also gave a Bible to my brother.
但是后来等我弟媳妇他们过来送我的时候弟媳妇说你也应该给你弟弟一本。
Okay, so when they came later on to see me off, so my sister-in-law reminded me, said, well, we don't live with your parents, maybe you should give a copy to your brother also.
但就是你就能看到主真的是在每一个人心里都让他们还是看到了神神就是真的是他们虽然不认识神但是还是就是看到神身上看到神真是有一种大能。
And even though they did not believe in God at the time, that you truly see that the power of God is at work also.
然后我回来以后呢，就开始和爸妈每次打电话都谈很长时间，就是跟他们传福音。
So after I returned home, each time when I talked to my parents on the phone, I would share the gospel with them.
但是呢，仇敌，我觉得仇敌的工作其实就是说传福音，真的仇敌的工作很激烈。其实仇敌的工作往往是在很久很久以前就已经开始了。
And I feel that as you're sharing the gospel, you can also see the work of Satan, and also this work of Satan has started long ago.
像我的母亲，她是一个很，她自己认为她是一个很敬虔的人，她自己认为她是一个很敬虔的人。
And for example, my mother, she felt herself that she is a very pious and godly person.
但她是拜偶像的。
And yet she worships the idol.
她拜偶像其实已经是37年以前的事情。
And she had worshipped idols for 37 years.
这个拜偶像是因为当时我们家出了一些很严重的事情，然后我的母亲身体又非常的不好。
It was the reason was because there was something very serious happened back then, and then my mother was in very poor health.
然后她有一天做梦的时候呢，就是这个偶像就说我，她本来她觉得她都要死了，当时，37年以前她觉得她身体不行，她觉得她都快要死了，但是她梦中偶像，她也不知道她是做梦还是好像真的，她就偶像告诉她会给她延一些时间，然后完了以后再给她延一些时间，让她活的年龄比较大一点。
And so 37 years ago, my mother was so sick that she felt she was going to die. And then in her dream, or maybe a vision of some sort, that she felt this idol has told her that this idol was giving her more time to live and extending her life and time again.
所以我的母亲她就一直认为她能活着都是因着这个偶像。
So in my mother's mind that she thought the reason that she could still live was because of this idol.
所以我跟她传福音她总是说你这个神如果我两个都能拜我就拜因为她觉得我这个神真的是非常好。她说但是如果要让她放弃以前那个偶像她没有办法因为她觉得她的生命是那个偶像给她的。
So my mom told me that I feel your God is pretty good too and if I could worship both mine and yours it would be great. But if I have to give up one then I feel bad that I can't give up my other idol because my life was given by him.
但是也就非常奇妙去年3月18号晚上我收到了一通我妹妹打来的电话。
Miraculously, last year, March 18th in the evening, I received a phone call from my younger sister.
我妹妹说姐姐你能不能回国
And she asked me, sister, can you come back home?
说母亲突然就是已经住院已经是大概17-18个小时没有任何的生命的迹象。
And she said, my mother was hospitalized and then for 17-18 hours, she did not have any vital signs to show that she's still alive.
所以当时他们都已经去准备葬礼的事情。
So at that time, they were already starting to prepare for a funeral.
然后我就当时我就觉得好像我的心里我觉得特别的难过我说我还没有把福音真的是传到我母亲那里我她怎么能死呢
And at the time I was feeling very grieved because I felt I did not have time to truly share the gospel with my mother and how can she die?
呀，我就很非常自责，我说我在过去这一个月，因为当时正好非常的忙，就跟母亲打电话的时间比较少，我就非常的难过。
And I felt very, very sad because that month I was particularly busy. I did not have much time to even, call my mother on the phone.
但是呢，我就好像也很有平安，我就觉得好像母亲不会死，所以我就对妹妹讲，我说可能回去我不一定能回去，我说但是我来替母亲祷告。
And but strangely also I felt peace and I felt that she wouldn't die yet and I was so busy I could not return to China and I told my younger sisters that I'll pray for my mother.
我妹妹也不信主，但她说好吧，姐姐，那你就祷告吧。
And my younger sister did not believe in the Lord, but she said, "Yes, great. Why don't you pray?"
然后我就祷告，然后第二天早上，所以那是大概十几个小时、十二个小时以后，我赶快就打电话给家里。
So the next morning, about 12 hours later, I called the home again.
然后呢，他说，哎，好像现在有生命的迹象了。
And then, I was told, my mother, seemed to be, come alive again.
我还给别的姊妹打了电话，我说你们都替我的母亲祷告。
I also called other sisters, from church and asked them to pray for my mom.
然后到那天晚上我又打电话，好像 sign 就更好了。
And so that evening I called home again and felt that, and then I was told that she was doing better.
然后就这样一天一天就好起来了。
And so, day after day she got better and better.
Yeah, 因为当时医生他们都认为她不会活着出去的。
Yeah, at that moment the doctors did not think that she would have any chance to live.
但是呢，我母亲就奇妙的就活过来了。
But miraculously, my mother lived again.
然后我就当时母亲还不太会说话，我就对她讲，我说母亲，我说这一次你一直觉得你的生命是以前偶像给的，我说这一次我说没有任何人替你求偶像，我说是我求我的主耶稣，我说是我们的神救了你。
And I told my mom, she couldn't talk very well then, but I told her on the phone that you used to think that your life was saved by that idol, but this time nobody else was praying for you, for your idol. And your life is saved by how we pray for you.
然后我说你这次好了以后，你那个真的是应该信我们的主耶稣。
And so I told her, now that you recovered, that you should believe in our Lord.
他当时他说好，他觉得他真的是会信。
At that time, she felt that she would believe.
但是我说我带你，我要当然跟他讲清楚，我说我想回头带他做决志祷告。他说回头吧。
And at the time, I wanted to pray with her that salvation prayer, and then she said later.
Yeah, 然后我跟家里其他的人也都讲到这事情，大家都觉得是神的做工。
And then when I mentioned this to the rest of the family, they all felt that this is the work of God.
哎，可是等到母亲后来就好，完全好了，就出院了。
And so later, when she was fully recovered and she went home from the hospital,
然后就不是，她就觉得还是不能放弃偶像。
And then she still felt she couldn't give up her idol.
然后呢，大概过了两个月的时间，母亲又生病了。她一个病，她的那个，好像一条腿就是没有知觉，好像非常的。好像肉都烂了。
And so 2 months later, my mother got sick again. One of her leg was losing feelings there, and also started to deteriorate.
所以呢，他们就去太原去看病。
And so they went to another place named Taiyuan to get treatment.
想做一个好像是搭桥的手术吧。
And they was going to build a bridge to bypass on her leg.
Right.然后呢，就在手术台上，她心脏病发作。
And so, just on the operation table, that her she had a heart attack.
那个手术时间非常长，好像很，总共说十几个小时。
The operation lasted a long time, and it was over a dozen hours.
但是到最后，就是大概她那个心脏病发作，就是在手术完之前大概四十分钟左右，再过四十分钟手术应该就完了，然后她就心脏病发作。
And then towards the end of the surgery, about 40 minutes before the end, she had a heart attack.
然后呢，就他们都认为她也出不了医院了。
And they all thought that she would not be able to get out from the hospital.
所以那些医生就拒绝继续做手术，然后就不做了。
And so the doctors did not want to continue with the surgery, and they stopped.
然后我因为我打电话知道了，又继续祷告。
And so when I found out on the phone, then I continued to pray.
然后也非常奇妙，我母亲就又活过来了。
And miraculously, my mother lived again.
回去然后我就一直还是继续传福音。
And when she returned, I continued to share the gospel with her.
但是每一次传福音，他们都觉得我好像不是很正常。
Every time when I shared the gospel with them, they all felt that I wasn't normal.
然后我就觉得这个传福音，我说他们看不到我，因为他们就会光是听声音就是很奇怪，我就觉得好像应该 Skype， 但是呢又没有，他们没有计算机。
And I felt that maybe they were just listening to my voice and couldn't see me. Maybe they felt strange that way. And I felt maybe using Skype would be better. And yet they did not have access to a computer.
这只是我自己心里想。但是奇妙的，有一天我爸爸说，咱们回头可以用电脑来讲话。
And this is what I was thinking in my heart. But then one time my father mentioned that maybe we could talk on the computer.
哎，我说你们没有电脑啊？他说我弟弟刚买了一个新的电脑，就把旧的电脑给他们了。
And I said, well, I thought you guys did not have a computer. And then I found out that my younger brother, he bought a new one, so he gave the old one to my parents.
然后我们就开始 Skype. 然后一 Skype， 我就觉得他们看到我的时候。他们一下子整个他们就完全就是再也没有 complain 过，他们就好像就是就没有觉得我不正常了。
And so once they actually saw me on the computer using Skype, they no longer mentioned that I was abnormal. They felt that I was normal.
但后来我传福音，因为还是嘴传，觉得实在不够，跟他们讲圣经，他们也不会翻。
And so I later felt that I was just using words to share the gospel. It was not enough, and they did not know how to read the Bible.
然后后来有一天，我觉得主就光照我，主觉得我应该花一些力气来去准备。
And so one day the Lord has enlightened me that I felt that I should spend some effort to prepare.
所以呢，我就把以前一些其他的姊妹们，他们有一些经文什么的，然后还有我自己就是找到的一些，还有听咱们那个传福音聚会的一些好多经文，我就把它都用一个 Word document 都打出来。
And so I collected some Bible verses from my past that I know, and from some gospel meetings. I typed them out in a document.
然后把他们就是分门别类，就是关于比如拜偶像怎样。为什么要信主，就是这样子分成不同的段落。
And I grouped the verses into different passages and according to topics into different groups.
然后后来就跟他们 Skype 的时候呢，就谈到经文，我马上就用那个 text 就给他 paste 过去。
And so when I was Skype video calling my parents, then I could immediately cut and paste those Bible verses and immediately sent to them.
然后他们当时也可以看到，然后呢，过了以后他们还可以再回去看。
And so not only they can read it at the moment we're talking, and later on they could go back to the Bible verses.
哎，我觉得神就奇妙的就做工，他们像我母亲以前觉得自己是一个异人，她觉得自己是非常好的一个人。
And I see God's wonderful work now, because my mother used to think that she is a very righteous person.
但是当我把那个罪，就是神在神眼里那些罪，所有的那些都放过去。他也看到自己是一个罪人。
And so, but after I showed her what's sin in God's eyes, that after she saw those words, that she felt that she's a sinner.
Yeah, 我的爸爸也是如此。
And same case with my father.
所以在九月份的时候，我的父亲就决志信主了。
So in September, my father accepted the Lord.
对不起，是那个十月份的时候。
In October, my father accepted the Lord.
但是我的母亲还是不愿意。
And yet my mother was still unwilling.
哎，我就问她，我说你为什么不愿意？
And I asked her, why are you not willing?
她还是偶像的问题。
And it's still the problem of that idol.
然后我就觉得，我说当时我们都讲过了，怎么还这个偶像，就是他，你的生命现在是完全是神给你的，没有神做工，你现在不会这样子活着，你为什么还有这个偶像呢？
And I thought we went over this topic before, that your life is given by God completely now, is not given to you by that idol. Why do you still have this problem?
后来有一天母亲说，我的父亲有一个朋友是算命的。
And later on, my mother mentioned a friend of my father was a fortune teller.
And 听说这个人就是算命非常有名，就是很多人花很多钱去让他算。
He's a very well-known fortune teller. A lot of people come to and spend a lot of money to ask him to give them their fortune.
我当时回国，他还去看过我一次。
And even when I went to China, and he saw me too.
但是当他看到我的时候，他很快就离开了。
But as soon as he saw me, he walked away quickly.
Yeah, 他当时我就觉得他非常的 nervous.
I felt that he was nervous to see me.
所以我知道就是这个人可能里面真的是有邪灵，他是会会看一些东西。
I felt that this person he had some evil spirit with him that he truly could see something.
然后我说他对你说什么
？And I asked her what did he say to you?
他说因为他说他去算命的时候，这他因为他两次生病，他就问这个人。到底是怎么回事？是不是有鬼在那里作怪
？And so she said she asked this fortune teller about how she was nearly dying for two times, and what was the problem? Can he say? Can he tell him about? Is there any evil powers?
那个人说算一算，刚开始说一个，后来说可能两个。
And so the person said, "There's one ghost and maybe two."
然后最后说不是，说是三个。
And he said, no, actually there are three.
哎，我就觉得我跟我母亲讲，我说你这个多么可怕，我说你拜偶像，你就惹了这么多的麻烦。
And I told my mother, you worship this idol and you bring a lot of trouble upon yourself.
但是我母亲说那个人说的，所以我母亲当时就问那个人说能不能把这些赶走。
And so my mother at the time asked the fortune teller whether he's able to cast them evil spirits out.
但这个人很犹豫。
But that person was hesitant.
他告诉我母亲说这个不是鬼。
And he told my mother that's not the evil spirit.
说这三个都是神。
These three are all gods.
他没有办法。
He cannot do it.
我第一次我也没有讲什么，但是又过了大概一个月，又一次传福音，又讲到这个事情。
The first time I did not say much on this topic, but a month later we were talking about this topic again.
当时神就光照我。
At the time God enlightened me.
就让我跟他讲三位一体的神的事情。
And I talked to her about a triune God, three in one.
Yeah, 就讲到我们的神是三位一体，是三个不同的，就是说是一位神，但是三个不同的人位格。
I tried to tell her that we have one God, but in three persons.
哎，就非常奇妙。我母亲当时听完了以后，她一下心里就完全得到释放。
And it's miraculously my mother heard this and immediately she felt relieved.
Oh, 她觉得原来这个三个不是她想象的偶像。
And she thought these three were not what she thought the idols that she considered.
原来是真的是这个独一的，但是三位一体的神。
And it's the one and true living God, but in three persons.
所以他就愿意和我做觉知，他自己说我和你觉知吧。
And so she suggested herself that she said, "Let me pray that salvation prayer with you."
所以我母亲在十二月份也得救了。
And so in December, my mother was saved also.
所以我就看到我说这个神真的是奇妙的神。
And so I truly see our God is a wonderful God.
我们的主真的是得胜的主。
Our Lord is a victorious Lord.
所以即使仇敌的工作是那样的抢先。
Even though the work of Satan is so strong, so long.
但是我们的主还是得胜的。
But ultimately our Lord is victorious.
所以他要救的人他一定会救。
And for the people he's going to save, he will do it.
所以但是我就觉得就说这个过程就是真的也是一个培养我的耐心的一个过程。
I felt that this process is one who would cultivate my patience.
也主也让我看到就是我一直要不断地替他们祷告。
And the Lord has allowed me to see that I need to pray for them continuously.
因为两次我爸妈得救之前主都给了我一些经文和迹象。
And so before both my parents were saved, the Lord has shown me some signs and the Bible verse.
而且呢，这两次得救，在我和父母传福音，就是每次 Skype 的过程中，都是有极大的拦阻。
And during these two, their salvation, our process of Skyping, there were great obstacles.
不，从我们这边来的，还有从国内那家里头来的都有拦阻。
Obstacles from my side and from family in China too.
但是主还是奇妙的，他就是排除了一切的拦阻，做成了他要做的工。
But our Lord is truly wonderful that He's able to overcome these obstacles and finish His work.
就愿所有的荣耀、尊贵、权柄都归给我们的主。
May all the glory, honor, and power be to our Lord.
谢谢大家。
Thank you all.
这个我想交通一下，最近我刚读完那个时针第101集。
I'd like to share on the magazine I read Found Treasures 101.
对我有比较大的触动，也有很多的感受。
I was touched quite deeply and I had a lot of thoughts.
我有些负担想给大家弟兄姊妹交通一下。
I have the burden to share with brothers and sisters.
尤其是刚才 John 弟兄这个提到选的那段经文，就是罗马书，请大家翻开罗马书第八章第35节。
Especially what our brother John shared earlier, the scripture Romans chapter 8, verse 35.
35-39这段经文呢，是我更加感觉有必要交通一下。
Verse 35-39, and this passage, I have a deep feeling and I have an urge to share with you.
我先念一下。
I'd like to read it first.
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使，是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
Verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这一卷书它主要是写主后200年在那个罗马德修皇帝很残忍的时代对基督徒的一迫害。
This passage was written about 200 years later after the Lord when the Roman The Romans were under the very cruel governance when the Christians were being persecuted.
而有许多的基督徒为了爱我们的神，心甘情愿的为主而殉道。
There were many Christians they willingly martyred for their love for the Lord.
他讲了好几个故事。
And there were many stories mentioned.
其中一个就是当这些基督徒如果你承认是基督徒的话，就会被去，要么就是在那个古罗马的那个刑场上被野兽来咬死。
One of the stories about Christian that if you say that you love the Lord, that you will be bitten to death by the animals in the Roman arena.
要么就受火刑柱烧死。
Or they will be burnt to death.
他就讲到有一个基督徒是一个勇士。
And they talked about a warrior, a Christian.
当他放进这个斗兽场的时候，先后有老虎跟狮子向他攻击。
And they talk about when he was placed in the arena, there was tiger and then there was lion.
但是他先后就把老虎给狮子杀死。
But then he was able to kill both the tiger and the lion.
后来他们又让一个比他更弱的一个人来给他进行格斗。
And so they later on set another person into the arena to fight with him, who was weaker than him.
这个人看到这个基督徒是当时是非常的畏惧。
And this other person was in great fear of this Christian.
但是这个基督徒的勇士在他的面前就没有动刀。
But then this Christian warrior would not fight, use his sword against this other man.
而最后是拿给这个人把他给杀死。
But in the end, it's this weaker man who would kill this Christian.
因为他说主是不让我们是杀人。
Because he said, our Lord would not allow me to murder another.
他宁肯自己牺牲。
He would rather sacrifice himself.
也不违背主的旨意。
Rather than going against the Lord's will.
下面又讲到一群年轻的这些基督徒的姑娘们。
And then later and follows to talk about a group of young Christian girls.
当他们进到这个斗兽场要被这些野兽撕咬之前。
When they were placed in the arena with the wild beast.
他们没有任何的恐惧的表情。
They did not have any expressions of fear.
他们手拉着手。
They were holding their hands hand in hand.
一起唱着。
They would sing together.
主耶稣，你为我们流血，洗净了我们的罪。
They would sing, "The Lord Jesus, you shed your blood for us and to cleanse our sins."
愿你得着荣耀，直到永远。
May you gain all the glory until eternity.
最后，他们被这些野兽就很快就撕咬干净。
So very quickly they were torn by the animals.
他特别还讲到一个当时在罗马的一个军官。
And then they mentioned an officer of Rome at the time.
罗马皇帝让他任命他就是来去迫害基督徒的。
The Roman emperor had designated him to persecute Christians.
当他在斗兽场上看见这些基督徒的这些表现以后。
When he saw the behavior of these Christians in the arena.
他就非常好奇。
He was curious.
这些人为什么不怕死？
Why would these person not afraid of death?
他就想弄清楚这个情况。
And he wanted to investigate.
当时在这个德修皇帝统治期间。
At the time under the reign of this emperor.
如果你要承认是基督徒，你就必死无疑。
And if you confess that you are a Christian, you will certainly die.
很多基督徒为了避免迫害，他们就下到地底下。
A lot of Christians to avoid the persecution, they would go underground.
当时罗马城地底下就修成了很多像地道一样的永苦，叫做永苦。
And so at the time under the city of Rome, there's a lot of these caverns. There are tunnels that are built underground.
这个军官他叫马克路。
And this officer's name is 马克路。
后来他有一次跟着一个小年轻的基督徒就进到了这个银库底下。
And so he followed a young Christian to underground and go into these tunnels.
他就看见那些基督徒在暗无天日的地道里头是怎么样来敬拜神。
He saw how these Christians were worshiping God in these tunnels that, without light.
这里头有男有女有老有少。
There were men and women, there were older and younger folks.
这个细节我就不多讲了。
And I will not go into the detail.
最后这个军官受到这个圣灵的感动，他最后也信了主。
And so later on, this officer was touched by the Holy Spirit, and in the end, he also believed in God.
信了主以后，这个罗马皇帝就要通缉他。
So after he believed in the Lord, then the Roman emperor was wanted to kill him.
出重赏来通缉他。
He was wanted for a great reward.
也没办法抓住他。
And they still couldn't catch him.
但是后来就是那个年轻的那个小基督徒，他被这些士兵抓住了。
Yeah, in the end, the young Christian was caught by their soldiers.
这个基督徒只有13岁。
And this young Christian was only 13 years old.
当那些军官那些士兵审问他的时候。
And so when the soldiers were trying him and
他们就跟他讲
questioning him.
你这么小。
And they said, you're so young.
你这个好像前途还很远大。
You still have a great future ahead of you.
而且这个小基督徒他们家还是一个名门望族。
And this young Christian came from a very wealthy and well-known family.
他们家里头大概就剩下他这一个苗子了。
And in the family, he was the only heir to the clan.
就说如果只要你放弃你相信的那个神。
They told him to if they would, he's willing to give up his God.
你就会马上被释放。
Then he would be freed immediately.
或者你就到我们信的那个神那儿去烧一炷香。
Or he could go to the gods that the Romans believe and offer incense.
也就可以得释放。
And then he can be freed also.
但是这个小基督徒他都完全拒绝。
But this young Christian refused.
他要对我们的神忠心。
He would be loyal to our God.
最后他要被这个在心这个兽场上要被这些动物要来咬死。
So in the end, he would be placed with the wild animals in the, in the arena.
这个马克路就是为了想救这个小孩，他就从那个银库里头出来。
So this officer, he wanted to save this young Christian, so he came out from the catatomb.
最后这个年轻的基督徒还是被野兽吃掉。
But in the end, the young Christian was still killed by the animals.
但是就是在那个大的那个斗兽场上。
But in the great arena,
这个马克路就自己站出来。
This officer stood out himself.
就说他觉得他自己不能够再隐瞒了，我就要公开的要愿意为主去殉道。
He felt that he could not hide behind anything anymore. He would publicly confess that he's a Christian.
跟这个马克路底下，他有自己原来有一个非常要好的朋友。
He had a good friend before.
当他被这个成为基督徒被通缉以后，他的这个朋友就顶替他成了这么一个军官了，高阶位的军官。
And so when he was wanted, his good friend would come in his place and became and hold the same position, hold his position, previous position.
当他这个马克路站起来暴露自己的时候，这个他的这个朋友叫路克路，就把他赶快的把他拖走。把他藏起来。
And so when the officer wanted to confess about his faith, his friend trying to hide him and put him away.
就说你为什么要这样做？
And asked him why he would do such a thing.
然后又给他做工作。
And try to persuade him.
说你能不能够就暂时不要暴露自己？
And asked him why can't you not do this publicly temporarily?
还给他讲，如果你暂时不暴露自己，你会很可能还会帮助很多别的人。
And try to persuade him if you stay alive, you can help others still.
意思就是说是你只要对你的信仰好像不要那么坚定，你就可能不会死。
And to mean that as long as you compromise a little, then we don't need to die right now.
但是这个马克路他已经做出了。为主殉道的决心。
But this officer has determined, set his mind to martyr for the Lord.
最后他还是被烧在火星柱上烧死。
In the end, he was burnt to death.
那么这个他的这个好朋友呢，他当初也给他做传福音，要让他信主。
And so he also shared the gospel with this good friend of his.
但他这个好朋友当时在他生前始终没有接受。
And while he was still alive, he did not see his friend come to the Lord.
在生前，他就拜托他这个好朋友一件事。
But he did charge him with a favor.
他说他在那个银库里头有一个老基督徒。
He said in the catacomb there is an old Christian.
他说如果说将来他能够帮助这个老基督徒的话，他也就是对他要表示感谢。
He said if it would be a great favor to him if he could help this friend, could help this older Christian.
当时那他的好朋友还跟马克路讲说，现在这个德修皇帝很残暴，过上一段时间，另外一个皇帝出来，很可能你就会得救了。
And he said, well, this current emperor is so cruel, but maybe if you can stick out for a little longer, another emperor come up, and maybe you'll be saved.
他总之希望他暂时不要那样的，就好像是暴露自己而失去性命。
Trying to persuade him not to expose himself.
果然马克路为主殉道后不久。
So not long after this officer was martyred.
那个残暴的德修皇帝死掉了。
And this cruel emperor died.
这个一个新皇帝就对基督徒就比较宽容。
And the new emperor was more tolerant towards the Christians.
基督徒都从那个银库里都上到地面来。
And so the Christians all came back out from underground.
他的这个朋友也把这个老基督徒接到他家里边来奉养。
And so this good friend of the martyr officer receive and take this old Christian to his own house.
这个老基督徒又不断的跟他这个朋友又传福音。
And this older Christian would continuously share the gospel with him.
但是这个朋友也到这个老基督徒死掉之前，他也还是没有信。
And before this old Christian died, he did not see this friend came to the Lord.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
到最后。
In the end.
这个叫卢科禄这个人，他也主把他救出了。
This officer friend, in the end, the Lord also saved him.
就当他感觉的地上的那些荣耀啊，什么权力啊，都一点没有意思，都绝望了的时候，神就做工了。
When he felt the power and the glory and of this world is meaningless, God would work on him.
神终于把他带到了一条正确的有盼望的路上。
In the end, God led him on a way of hope.
我通过这个看了这边，我有两点有感触。
So after reading this, I had two points to share.
第一就是我们基督徒对主一定要忠心。
Firstly, is we as Christians, we must be faithful to the Lord.
死亡不能够，绝不能够让我们脱离与神的爱。
This death cannot separate us from the love of Christ.
况且现在我们这个环境下，我们的信仰是完全自由的。
Of course, in this condition that we are in, we are completely free with our faith.
我们一定要对主有忠心。
We must be loyal or faithful to the Lord.
第二点就是说，我们在传福音的时候，我们千万不要轻易的放弃。
And second point is, we should never easily give up when we share the gospel.
就像刚才姊妹交通的，神给他的羊，每一个羊他有不同的时间。
Just like our sister shared earlier, there for each sheep that God has His own timing.
就这个卢科禄这个军官
，For this officer friend，
他到最后，主还是让他回到了羊圈。
In the end, the Lord led him back to his fold.
因为我们传福音的时候，有时候容易传几之后，如果没有信，就容易灰心。
Sometimes it's easy for us to lose heart when we preach the gospel and did not succeed. We often would give up.
通过读了这个，我感觉是坚定了自己的这个在传福音上。要有耐心啊，要祷告，要靠神，相信神。
And after reading this, I feel that I must persevere in sharing the gospel, and we pray and must trust in God.
靠人不行，神是绝对能行。
We cannot trust in men, but we can trust in God, and He will be able.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord. Just now we heard Uncle John and our brother Da Chuan's sharing in that passage.
我坐在这里的时候，我就在思想。
As I sat here and I was thinking.
那个留学和那种殉道的时代，好像现在已经过去了。
The era for bloodshedding and for martyrdom may have passed.
就像在我想再读一下35节的上半节。
I'd like to read again verse 35, Romans chapter 8, verse 35, first half.
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
可能后面接下去的地方，我们现在渐渐的好像不再是那么的清晰。
Maybe the words that follow is slowly become less clear to us.
但是我在这边坐着的时候，我在心里默默想。
But as I was sitting here in my heart, I was quietly thinking.
我在想，与基督的爱隔绝的，难道是我们的我们现在拥有的电脑吗？或者是我们自己的情感吗？我们现在自己所有的享受吗？
What's separating us from the love of Christ? Is it our computer? Is it our emotions and our all the things that we enjoy nowadays?
因为在每一个时代当中， 魔鬼都有他不同的工作。
Because in every time and age, Satan has, the devil has his own work.
神要完成他自己的旨意，但是魔鬼却在那边一直的捣乱。
God will accomplish his own will, but Satan would always, do his work of trouble.
所以到如今像，小孩子这样的年纪的年轻人，我们可能面对的不再是这些刀剑的危险。
So today, in our, as young children and young people, no longer we are facing the threats of swords or knives.
但是我觉得我们好像现在所经历的比那个更加难去分别。
But I feel that what we are experiencing today is even harder to discern.
因为我们好像也有比喻说像温水煮青蛙一样，我们不知不觉当中就死去了。
And it's just like the story about slowly cooking a frog in lukewarm water first. It was in unconsciously without us knowing that we would die slowly.
我们多少时候也根本就不知道我们是身处在一个属灵的战争当中。
A lot of times we do not realize that we are standing in the middle of spiritual warfare.
我们自己的角色到底是什么，我们都是很不明白。
We do not understand what role we are playing.
我们只知道我们现在年轻，我们应该享受。
We only know that we're still young. We should enjoy this life.
但是我相信神家里不单单需要那般年长的弟兄姊妹或者比我们年纪大的弟兄姊妹。
I believe that in the house of God, God not only needs those older brothers and sisters.
就像Simon弟兄刚才也讲了，姊妹的在魔鬼面前的夸胜就是我们就服权柄。
Just like our brother Simon shared earlier, our sisters would carry the sign, then we would submit before God.
但是我们年轻人的话。在魔鬼面前夸胜的可以是什么东西？
So what we as young people, what can we boast of before Satan?
就是我们从小就是活在主的里面。
That is, we can live in the Lord ever since we're young, from our youth.
我们和世人有分别为圣的生活。
That we live a life, a consecrated life, different from that of the world.
也像小孩子下礼拜还要开头的是帖撒罗尼迦后前书第五章最后一半段要讲的圣洁的生活。
And just like in First Thessalonians chapter 5 that we studied about that life of consecration.
所以不是说我在这边有资格去教训年轻人，就像我现在一样的年龄。
And not to say that I qualify to teach the young people in at this age, or even for people of my own age.
我也是在这边给大家一个我们共同学习的目标。
I'm only pointing out the common goal that we all have for learning.
可能，当然我们现在感觉自己力量是肯定不够的。
Of course, we feel that we are not adequate in strength.
但是我相信虽然时代会改变，魔鬼的工作会改变。
But I believe even though time would change, the work of Satan would change.
但是主的恩典是绝对不会改变。
But the grace of our Lord would never change.
他怎样带领年长的弟兄姊妹，也会肯定会带领我们现在我们这一班年轻的弟兄姊妹。
How he has led and guided the older brothers and sisters in the same way he would guide us as young people too.
也希望弟兄我们这样的年龄的弟兄姊妹能多多的渴慕聚会。
And I hope also young people like us, we would all long for a gathering, a meeting in the Lord.
也希望大家能为我们年轻人的一点半这样的聚会都有祷告。
And also request prayer support from you all for our meetings at 1:30 for the young people.
最后就是 也不希望我好像这里35节之后我们不希望这边加的越来越长。
And it's just like what comes after verse 35, we're not trying to add a longer list there.
就像39节一样人都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。
And just like in verse 39, there's nothing that can, shall be able to separate us from the love of God.
作为彼此勉励我就分享到这。
I'd like to use these words to encourage each other.
Okay. 我一直在挣扎到底要不要交通。
I've been struggling whether to share or not.
当大川弟兄在分享那么高的就是为了性命可以忠心唱这首歌我想哎呦可能我不需要交通了。
When our brother 大川 shared about sacrificing your life such a the high level and then we sang that hymn maybe I thought I shouldn't share.
摩西弟兄一下子讲哎我好像我应该又要交通了。
And then after brother Moses shared I felt that I should share.
我今天要交通的就是也可以说是忠心的问题吧。
I think we can share the topic, the same topic as being faithful.
我们先翻到一下提摩太前书。
Can you please turn to 1 Timothy
第四章
Chapter 4,
第一、第二节
Verses 1 and 2.
我在这念哈，圣明明说，在后来的时候，必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
Verse 1 Timothy chapter 4 Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
这是因为说谎之人的假冒，这等人的良心如同被热铁烙惯了一样，一般。
Verse 2 Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron.
这里讲到后来的时候。
It's talking about what comes later.
后来的时候就是指主快来。
The latter times is referring to the time before our Lord returns.
这里讲说谎之人的假冒。
It's talking about the ones who lies in hypocrisy.
我们知道魔鬼是说谎之人的父。
We know that Satan is the father of lies.
这个是在约翰福音八章四十四节就提到过。
And that's in Gospel according to John chapter 8 verse 44.
这里讲到良心如同被热铁烙惯了。
You're talking about the conscience seared with a hot iron.
我们知道被热铁烙惯的意思是什么呢？
We know what that means when it's been seared with a hot iron.
你的皮被那个热铁烧厚了就麻木了。
And when your skin's been seared with a hot iron for a long time, it becomes numb.
开始可能会有点疼，后来就没有感觉了。
At the beginning, you might feel the pain, but later on, you don't feel it anymore.
这是我们的良心，就一个这个麻木的感觉。
This is our conscience talking about that numbing feeling.
那我就讲到这个，就是我联想到我去年回国的时候，跟一些中学的同学聚会。
I was reminded last year when I went to China, I had a meeting fellowship with some people in the high school.
那其中有一个同学呢，他呢就是一个，我不知道他是什么官员的秘书，反正是比较大的，所以我当时说，哟，你这个工作不容易啊。
One of them is an administrative assistant or secretary to a higher official, and I thought this is an important job.
他说没有不容易。
And she said it's not uneasy.
我说你是代言人呐，所有的那个报告啊，什么那个奖章啊，都是你写啊。
And I said to her, well, this is an important job because you would have to speak for this, and maybe write the paper, the speeches for the official.
然后他跟我讲一句话，他说我们做这一行的其实很容易。
And she told me that, or he told me that, we people who hold this job is actually quite easy for us.
只要学会四种语言就可以了。
We only need to learn four kinds of languages.
我当时一听吓一跳，四种语言还容易。
And I was surprised that four kinds of languages cannot be easy.
他说四种语言就是一个官话。
And she said the four kinds of language starts with the official language.
一个大话。
Secondly, would be the language of lies.
一个套话。套一套一套的套话。
The third would be the language that comes in suites.
那一个假话。
And the fourth are false falsehoods.
这是政府的代言人说的这个。
And these are words coming out from the mouth of a government official.
当时给我很震撼。
I was quite shaken.
我觉得这个谎言到处猖狂。
And I felt these words are too commonplace.
所以很难怪，就是从国内来的好多。就是已经潜移默化了，被烙铁烙惯了一般。
I felt that many came from China because they've been influenced by osmosis. They have been seared by this hot iron too many times.
但我们是信主的人，我相信我们的主会把我们带到更圣洁的地步。
But we who believe in the Lord, I believe our Lord will bring us to a more holy place.
我这里要讲一个见证是。一对一个姊妹或者是一对弟兄姊妹的见证。
I'd like to share a testimony of a couple of brothers and sisters.
我在这之前我特别打电话询问他，因为他们在国内，我说我可不可以在教会，我现在圣灵给我一些负担，在教会交通一点你们的见证。
I checked with them whether I was able to share their testimony with the church.
姊妹一听，她说我很阿闷。
And the sister said, I say amen to you.
这是神做的事情，你来帮我们交通出来。
This is the work of God that you can help us testify.
我想弟兄姊妹都可能还记得，有个叫徐丽霞的姊妹。
Brothers and sisters still might remember the sister named 徐丽霞。
如果我在这里有什么不足或者是不完全的。我们中间还有红军弟兄和那个香丹姊妹可以补充，可以问他们。
If I am not incomplete in my sharing, then our brother Roger and 香丹 they can help me.
因为我时间有限，所以我就想快一点讲。
Because my time is limited, I'll say quickly.
他那个弟兄 Bob 来美国，有先来美国。
The brother's father came to the States first.
他的那个就是后来来的时间长了，他的签证反正就变成非法了。
And so he extended he outstayed his visa period.
所以他的妻子呢就一直不能来。
And so his wife cannot come here.
他也不愿意回去。
But he's unwilling to return to China.
所以呢就七年以后就让他妻子。先是叫妻子去教会信主。
And so 7 years later, first he told his wife to go to church so she could believe in the Lord.
那这个姊妹呢是去了一个国内的三自教会。
So this sister went to a Three Self Church in China.
那后来呢就接到律师的一个通知，叫她到美国大使馆去签证。
And so later she received a notice from the lawyers to tell her to go to the American embassy to get signed a visa.
当律师告诉她要说一些谎话的时候，
when the lawyer told her to speak some lies.
因为是要办什么政治庇护什么什么什么之类的，我搞不懂，就是去办签证要撒谎。
And because she would be coming under the false pretense of seeking a political asylum, so she needed to lie.
然后他当时感觉有啥谎，这不是基督徒做的事情，我怎么能做这种事情呢？
She felt the time since I'm a Christian, I should not be lying, I cannot do this.
然后就不想去。
So she was unwilling to go.
可是呢，也想见丈夫，七年没见了。
But then she wanted to see her husband because she hasn't seen him for 7 years.
所以挣扎下来呢，还又去了。
And so after struggling, she still went.
那去了那边呢，当时有两个律师。办了两个人。
And there were two lawyers and they were dealing with two people.
然后当时呢那个他就跟主祷告说。
At the time she prayed to the Lord.
他说主啊，如果是你要我去美国就不要让我撒谎吧。
He said, Lord, if it is your will for me to go to the States, don't let me lie.
如果要我撒谎我情愿不去哦。
If you needed me, if I was needed to lie to, I would rather not go to the States.
所以他就有意躲在那个人办的后面。
So she was hiding, trying to hide behind another person.
她想听一听看，看看是不是需要撒谎。
And she wanted to hear, listen to see whether there was a need to lie.
结果当那个人在那个签证过程中，她发现真的是要跟律师说的要撒谎。
And so she found out that in the process she needed to, just like what the lawyer said, that she would need to lie.
然后她就掉头准备走了。
So she turned around about to leave.
那这个时候就叫了徐丽霞。
And then they, and her name was called at the time.
回过头来干嘛？
And so she turned around and said, what do you need?
她你跑走干什么？
And they asked her, why are you leaving now?
她又稀里糊涂又跑过来。
And so she was kind of confused and she turned back around.
然后说不是在这里，在那个窗口。
And they told her to go to another window.
那个窗口一打出来就是她已经通过了。
And that window, when she got there, she just received a visa and said she passed, and she received a visa.
她知道这是神特别听她祷告给她的这样子体谅她要见丈夫的心。
And she knew that this is special, something that God has done for her, knowing that she wanted to see her husband.
那来了以后功课又更大了。
And when she came here, the lesson became harder.
好在神真的很奇妙，把他们两个带到我们教会。
And wonderfully, God has led both of them to our church.
然后来了以后，她在这里真的像海绵一样在吸收。
And when they were here, they were like sponges and they were absorbing a lot.
她觉得在国内的那个三字就是一天到晚唱歌跳舞。
And she felt that in the church in China, in the Three South Church, they were always singing and dancing.
这里这么多神的话，真太宝贝了。
And she felt precious to find so much the word of God.
好，她丈夫给她一句话。
And her husband told her something.
她说我们在美国，我们帮人家住了那么多房子，我们自己也有一个自己的房子。
And he said, we helped the other people get their houses in the United States. We need to have our own house.
但所以我们要一个合法的身份。
We must have a legal status.
我现在不能办了。
I cannot apply for that.
我们一家只靠你了。
We are relying only on you now.
她心想啊，靠我哪里有办法？我靠神呗。
And she said, "What can I do? I can only rely on God."
那就办吧。
And so they started applying.
那等到律师来告诉她，又要撒谎。
And then the lawyer came again to tell them that they needed to lie again.
这次是办政治庇护。
And this time they were going for the political asylum.
她马上就又挣扎来了。
Immediately the struggles came.
她就跟她老公说，她说我不能这样办哈。
She told her husband that we cannot do this.
哎呀，你有神呐！上次你看在北京不就这样给你办过来了吗
？And he said, well, you have God. And last time in Beijing, didn't you just come this way?
就支持她要办。
And so he supported her to go after the application.
她就挣扎得不得了。
And she was in great struggle.
她有来跟我交通。
And she came fellowship with me.
那我们，我当然只有。在主里面劝勉呢。
I can only encourage her in the Lord.
哎，这边听了回去就吵架。
And so what she heard here, then she go home and she would argue with her husband.
那老公不行了，又把女儿搬出来。
And the husband take her daughter out, their daughter out.
中间夹得非常痛苦。
And they would be in great pain fighting over this.
有一天她在家里就哭，就跟神祷告，一直哭，哭了好长好长时间。
One day she was crying at home for a long time and prayed to God.
然后哭到后面，丈夫要下班了。
And so she was crying to about the time when her husband's returning from his work.
她就跟神说：“神啊，我跟你哭有什么用啊？你都完全了解我的挣扎，我的痛苦。
”And she said, "God, you understand completely my struggle and my pain. What use?Is it for me to cry here?
我也知道你的要求。
And she said, I know your requirement.
你等我老公来，我在他面前哭吧。
And you wait for my husband to come, and I will just cry before my husband.
哎呀，她说我现在哭太多了，眼里都哭干了。
And she said, I cry too much, my tears are all dried up.
后来她老公来，不知道为什么，她就一看到就委屈得不得了，哇啦，她大哭。
And her husband came home and she felt, she just felt that she needed to cry and just cried.
然后就问她发生什么事了。
And he asked her what happened.
她说你答应我，我才告诉你。
And she said, you have to promise me, then I'll tell you.
啊，丈夫很急，就说好，我什么都答应。
And so the husband was, didn't know what to do. He said, whatever you say, I'll promise you, I'll do it.
她说你能不能把那个申请政治庇护的那个撤回来。
And she asked him to give up the application for political asylum.
丈夫说你疯了，花了那么多钱。
And the husband said, "Are you mad? We spent so much money on it."
她说我实在过不去，我跟神过不去。
And she said, "I truly cannot do this. I cannot get over this with God."
她丈夫就说我不会答应的。
And the husband insisted that he would not let her do it.
那他说你不是说答应了我才告诉你的吗？
And she said, well, didn't you just promise me that you'd do anything?
那后来没办法，丈夫说要打你打，我不跟律师讲。
And so the husband said, well, if you want to call it, I will not talk to the lawyer. If you have to do it, you call the lawyer yourself.
那他跟律师说，我是一个基督徒，我不能撒谎。
And so she called up the lawyer and told him that I'm a Christian, I cannot lie.
那个律师说，你知道你不撒谎，你的结果是什么吗？
And the lawyer told her, if you don't lie, you know the result.
我的钱不会退回给你。
I will not return the money to you.
你一定要回中国去的。
You will return to China.
他说，我。为了主，我什么都愿意。
And she said, for the Lord's sake, I would do anything.
所以就停下来了。
And they stopped the processing.
结果停下来了，后来可能中间你们还记得，他们在走之前跟我们有一些分享。
You might still remember before they left, they shared with us a little.
我就浓缩，就不讲那么多。他们就被那个警察逮捕，抓到那个移民的监狱去了。
And I will not go into detail, but in short, that they've been arrested by the immigration and taken to jail.
当时他的感觉很羞辱。
And they felt ashamed.
他觉得我是一个基督徒啊，怎么现在做这种事情呢？
She felt that, well, I'm a Christian. How could we do this?
都会监狱，都跟犯人一样了。
And we're now in jail, just like prisoners and criminals.
但神安慰他。
But God comforted her.
他说：“你不记得保罗也是带着锁链去监狱去罗马的吗
？”Remember that Paul was taken into prison in Rome in chains.
他是为我被囚的。
He was put into prison for my sake.
你也是为我被囚的。
And you also put into prison for my sake.
就充满了喜乐。
And she was filled with joy.
然后就在那里说到神啊，我是被你，我是为你被囚的。我现在到这里来干什么了？你把那个使命告诉我。
And so she said, I'm in prison for your sake. That what am I doing here? Tell me my mission.
这里都是墨西哥人，我又不懂英文，我要跟他们沟通不了，也不能传福音。
And these are all Mexicans around me. I don't understand. They don't understand English. How can I cannot even share gospel with them?
结果神就很奇妙，就一个监狱长就跟他说。跟他指手，你过来，过来。
And so, wonderfully, this person in charge of the prison told her to come over to him.
带着你的行李一起出来。
And bring your belongings, and we'll come out.
就跟他换了另外一间。
And so they were placed into a different cell.
在那一间就看到有两个中国人。
And that's how they saw two Chinese.
啊，他觉得神真的奇妙，确实是神把我带这里来的。
And she felt that God is truly wonderful that he brought them there.
就来告诉那两个中国人我为什么被关。
And they shared with these other two Chinese people why were they imprisoned?
我为什么付这个代价我也很开心我也很喜乐。
Why is that they are paying this price yet they are filled with joy?
我的信仰我的主是何等的值得。
That my faith, my Lord, it's so worthy.
结果那两个人就在里面就跟他一起信主了。
And those two people actually came to accept the Lord.
那中间我不重复就是他们讲过的就后来神做了一件很奇妙的事情本来是要他们当天买到机票就遣送回中国的。
And God did something else as miraculous and originally they were going to send back the same day on the flight.
但神就让他们机票买不到。
And, but God allowed them to delay, they couldn't get the ticket.
而且呢还感动一个中国的那个官员那个感动他来担保他们出来。
And then God has touched a officer there, a prisoner officer, to guarantee for them to come to take a leave.
说两个星期之内他们自己买到票自己一定出境。
And to guarantee that in 2 weeks that they would get their own tickets and they would depart from.
那很奇妙这两个星期他们就有出来所以才有机会跟我们大家有见面分享。
So during those 2 weeks that they are able to come out here that they were able to share with us.
那么去年我们回中国去我们去看望了他们。
And last year we returned to China and we visited this couple.
他真的是哎呀我真是希望我要交通这个希望弟兄姊妹如果有机会回中国他们在沈阳去看望他们很就是真的他太盼望见到我们的中间的弟兄姊妹了。
I hope that even brothers and sisters have a chance to visit Shenyang. They really truly long for our visit.
他说他一直跟神祷告说神啊我最离开美国最心疼的就是再也见不到这些亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
They miss, what they miss most in the United States are to see our dear brothers and sisters.
他说我不遗憾。
She said, "I don't feel sorry."
说你可以带他们来见我。
And she said, "You can bring them to see me."
所以他现在在那边真的很喜乐，很火了爱主，非常的，非常的啊，真是好姊妹。
She's filled with joy and she's fervent for the Lord and she's a good sister.
他家的弟兄就成了他的专车司机。
And her husband became her chauffeur.
都是在为教会的事情忙碌。
And they are busy and work for things of the church.
那这前几天告诉我好消息，他说我家弟兄自从你们来过以后，他也跟我一起去教会。
And so I'd like to tell you good news. My husband now would go to church with me now.
非常的喜乐服侍神。
And they serve the Lord joyfully.
我就觉得我这给我们是一个很好的榜样。
I feel this is a good example for us.
怎么不是用生命为主付代价？就像摩西说的，我们可能没有，现在的环境不是在这个。
We're not maybe paying the price of our life to speak for the Lord.
那难道罪能够把我们难道罪能够把我们忘掉神的爱吗
？Can sin allow us to forget the love of God?
你的地上的一点好处能够把我们跟神的爱隔绝吗
？Is there some good things a benefit of this world can separate us from the Lord？
我们地上的享受能够把我们跟神的爱隔绝吗
？Is there something that we enjoy in this world that can separate us from the love of our God？
愿这些话来在我们里面来开启，来帮助我们过圣洁的生活。
May these words reveal to us and open us up and help us to live a holy life。
感谢主。
Thank the Lord。